Hallelujah. I'm just going to share something brief with you. I will cut it short, but I just really want to I want to share something with you today that I feel like the Lord has put on my heart, confirmed it here today. We all need a miracle now and again. We all need God to move in our life, to shift things, to heal us, bring finances, save loved ones. We all need God to do what God does sometimes in our life and our family life. And I know that being around the holiday season, it's a time of celebration for many, and we put up decorations and we invite people over and we go places, but there's a lot of hurting people during this time of the year too. There's a lot of lost people. There's a lot of people that need a miracle from God in their families. There are people this holiday season that will be celebrating great things, birth of children, marriages, new families, new friends. But there are also people that are lost and dying and sick and need God to move in their life. Brokenhearted people. And really, if I had to say one thing that the Lord has spoken to me about what he wants me to minister to in my ministry is to hurting people. And all people hurt. Life is hard sometimes. But to think God is so good. But not everybody knows that. So I want to share with you a brief, very brief, the title of my message is going to be called The Sometimes of Your Miracle. I'm going to do this very quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence in this place. Lord, we thank you, God, that you show up to confirm your word. Father, we thank you that you come in and bring your Holy Spirit here. Lord God, as a sign and a wonder that we are your children and we are your people, that we have the seal of the Holy Spirit that speaks to our heart and says that we are yours. And we thank you for that so much, God. Father, we would pray in these next few moments that you would also manifest yourself by the preaching and the ministering of your word. Lord, not that my thoughts or my ideas would be great, but that the hearts that you're speaking to will be prepared to hear from you, your voice, God. Lord, we speak against everything that would come to distract or come against the ministering of the gospel. We come against every anxiety or any hindrance in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to elevate Jesus in this place. Lord, I ask that you would take me low and that you would lift Jesus up high. And that at the end of this service and at the end of the day, that we would walk out of this building and we would say one thing. Jesus is good and Jesus is God and Jesus is still amongst us. We thank you so much for your presence, Lord. Father, you could take everything away from us, but please do not take your presence from us. We so desperately need you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The sometimes of your miracle. I'm going to be quick. I'm just going to go through these points quick because I believe God wants to speak something to us today. Chapter 2 of the book of Mark, it says, and again he entered. He's talking about Jesus, Capernaum, after some days. And it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even by the door. And he preached the word to them. And they came to him bringing a paralyzed man who was carried by four men. That's very important. He was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was so that when they had broken through, they had let him down. Broken through. Say broken through. Broken through so that they let him down on the bed in which the paralyzed man was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. Isn't that awesome that God forgives our sins? But it gets even better. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemy like this? Who can forgive the sins of man but God alone? But immediately then Jesus perceived in their heart that they reasoned thus within themselves. He said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralyzed man, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all. They were all amazed and glorified God. They were all amazed and glorified God and said, we had never seen anything like this before. I said the title of my message was The Sometimes of Your Miracle. And the reason why the message is titled this is because I believe God works in many various different ways within our lives. And we know that God speaks to us in different ways. Sometimes he may speak to us through his word. Sometimes God speaks to our heart through prayer. Sometimes he even brings a person to us who may speak to us. And sometimes they don't even know, but God is using them to confirm or to speak something into our lives. And we know that God also moves in many different ways. We've seen in the Gospels that God did different things at different times for different people. We often see that many of the things that he did are not accounted for more than once. It's not to say that he didn't do certain things more than once or use different methods while he was walking this earth, and he was healing and he was preaching and he was delivering people from demons and raising the dead and doing all these sorts of things. We see many different accounts of different ways that God chose to do miracles through people's lives. And I still think today that the ministry of Jesus Christ is still alive here on the earth. And I believe the Holy Spirit is doing things, different kinds of things. And I like to call them sometimes discoveries, because sometimes God moves a certain way and sometimes he doesn't. You can't always put God in a box on how he's going to do something, but you can count on his character to be faithful to do something. How many people could say amen? His character is steady. His methods change. He may spit in a hand and heal the blind one day, or he may lower somebody down through the roof another day. Either way, he's healing. He didn't choose the same way to do everything. And God is often moving in our lives, doing things different ways. Sometimes we don't discover what God was doing until we walk through what God was doing, and we look back and we say, wow, that must have been what God was doing. Can I get an amen? And then the light goes on and say, okay, I guess it was God. Here I was living my life, not paying attention to anything, thinking that we have to remind God on how he's to move in our life, because if we don't say something to him, he might forget that we need him. But I'm here to tell you that he doesn't. He's always on duty. He's always on clock. He's never asleep. You know, the Bible is so clear that God knows us so well. It's not that he knows. It says that the number of our hairs are counted, are numbered. It's not so great that he knows when maybe when we're 20 years old and he takes a census on how many hairs we have and then he just walks away and forgets about it. God is so good that when all the thousands of hair that falls out of your head every day, he knows which one has fell out, whether it be hair number 5,642. He's aware that hair fell out of your head. You're not paying attention to it, but God is. So what I'm here to tell you today, that God is moving in your life and God wants to perform miracles in your life and continue to move through your life, whether you're noticing that he's doing it or not. I'm going to get right to the points because we ain't going to have time. I get excited up here and this could take a while. But as we look in this portion of scripture, we could see that there's a man that's paralyzed. And he comes to the door to get healing. I would have to say that probably the people that knew him well, his family and the community, knew that this man had a problem. It was very evident. He could not walk. How many people know there are some problems we have in our life that are very evident to everybody, even though we don't think that they're so evident, but they're evident. I remember being an addict and thinking, nobody knew that I was high on drugs but me. Come to know, everybody knew I was high on drugs. I was the last one to know I had an issue. But this problem wasn't something that could be covered up. This man was paralyzed. He was not able to walk. He was not able to work. He was not able to function. He had a serious problem that everybody knew about. So things were hard for him and things were rough. Obviously, I'm sure he had moments in his life where he probably didn't even want to live, or probably felt like, man, why did I get this rough shake of the stick? Why is my life like this? You know, why my neighbor is living good and they have everything, God is providing everything for them, and here I am, I can't even get up and walk. So he's in a bad situation. And then to make the situation worse, he hears about a God, a good God, that heals, does miracles, and that is willing to do that. And it's like us, we hear that. We hear about God, we know about God. We think that God's doing everything for everybody else. And you see, he goes over to this house, and as if things are not bad enough, he can't even get in the door. Isn't it crazy that this man was the one who needed God the most? Yet he was, it seemed like he was the hardest thing for him to get to God. It was harder for him to see. There were people in that house, I believe, and around that house. The majority of them weren't following Jesus. They wanted to see the show. They wanted to show up where everybody else was going. They wanted to see what the big commotion was. But they really weren't concerned about needing something from Jesus. But yet this man needed something and was so desperate. Yet he couldn't get in. Stuck outside the door. So things are getting worse now. He's already has a bad shake at life. He's already paralyzed. He already can't work. He already has to beg for to be able to live. And he has people take care of him. And he can't move about. And he can't do anything. And his life is somewhat on the outside depressing. He's hurting. And yet he goes somewhere where there's supposed to be healing and he can't even get in. Things are getting worse. And now he has these four men that come along to him. And they take him up on a roof. How would you like to be this man that had all these problems and all these situations in his life, and yet he can't get in the door, so things are just getting worse. And then they tell him, listen, we got to take you on the roof and maybe we can lower you in. Talking about a situation that is already bad, getting worse. One of the things that I want to talk about, one of the things I want to touch on today, real quick. How much time do I have? I have 1 minute. Good. Or I'm a liar. I'm a preacher that lied. 10 minutes. Okay. He could not get in. Things tend to get worse sometimes before they get better. And I want to minister to the person here or the people here that say, man, things are tough and things are getting hard. And why is this happening? And why do things keep on getting like this? And where is God? And is God moving in my life? And where is the miracle that I'm seeing other people getting? Where's the financial breakthrough that I've been tithing for this many years and I'm still struggling? And why am I going back to the doctor over and over? And not only am I not getting healed, but I'm getting report after report after report. And why am I praying for my children? And why am I praying for my family and my husband? I've been praying for him for 20 years and he will not come to faith. Why is this happening? And I'm here to tell you that sometimes before things get better, they seem to get worse. And there's often a breaking before you get your breakthrough. We know that they went on the roof and they had to break through the roof. So think about the paralyzed man. I know you're going through a struggle. And I know life is hard and I know you're waiting on God for your miracle. But this man walked his life and he was paralyzed and then he goes to go and he can't get in the door and then they say, we got to take you on the roof. But how many people know that his miracle didn't come the way that he expected it, but his miracle came? And what I want to leave you with today is that no matter how hard things are, no matter how tough the struggle is, don't give up on faith. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on prayer. Don't give up on fellowship. Don't give up on church. Don't give up during the holidays when you see all, because everything seems to happen around the holidays. Don't give up on your promises that God has for you. Because there's often a breaking before there's a breakthrough. And I know you're going through some struggles, and I know that there are things that, man, you're just desperate for. But don't give up. Don't give up. And don't pick the four men that are going to carry you in. The second thing is God is sending you help, but don't push the help away. Because we don't know who these four men are. These four men may be people he don't like. Four men may have been people of different race or different origin. They could have been people of different financial status. He might not even known these guys. And they're picking him up. And he's saying, wow, where are you taking me? I don't want to go up on the roof. I'm embarrassed enough. Could you imagine that? So this first thing is there must be a breaking before there's a breakthrough. And number two, don't push away the help. God may be sending you help and sending you things. And for somebody in here, this might mean something to one person or it might mean something to everybody. Is God will send you help, but don't dictate the kind of help he's going to send. You know, being in the ministry for a long time, parents bring their kids to me, our wives bring their husbands, they come to the program and they're willing to do everything. We'll just whatever you want to do, we understand, you know what you're doing, this is your business, you guys are professionals, you do anything you want, this is great, I know my kid's going to get healed, they're going to get saved, and they're going to be great. Right? They come in, they weigh 80 pounds, they got track marks up and down their arms, mom and dad just want them better, they don't care, they're desperate. Junior goes in, he comes into the program, he starts to look well, he puts on 20 pounds, he starts to look good, his hair starts to grow back nice, he gets that shimmer in his eye, he starts walking around saying praise the Lord and glory to God and all these things, and then the parents say, hey, I'd like to pick him up for a weekend, and we say, we don't think he's ready, and they say, I don't understand why you guys do things the way you do things, but when your kid weighed 80 pounds, we were the answer. And sometimes we're that way to God. God has the answer, but it's not always the help that we think we need. And we push his help away. And I encourage you, don't push God's help away. It might come. It might look a little bit different. God is always moving in your life. God is always doing miracles. Remember, he knows when you're, I mean, some of you have had a lot of hair fall out while we're just sitting here. And he's up to date on that. So don't push the help away that God's sending you. Know that sometimes things get worse before they get better. And the last thing is this. Jesus told him that his sins were forgiven. And that was great. But you could deny those kind of things. You know, you could say, yeah, he says the sins are forgiven, but I don't believe it. Because there's no, you can't see that. That is something done in the spirit. Right? Am I right? And isn't that like the promises of God that he speaks over us? But there's a season where God speaks over your life and speaks to your heart. There is. But then there's a season and a time in your life that God confirms and affirms you. And he begins to manifest the things that he's spoken in your life. And I want to tell you that sometimes things get worse before they get better. God is sending you help. Don't push the help away. And know that there's a season where God's speaking all these promises to you. And do not give up on faith, because a season will come where he doesn't only say your sins are forgiven, which nobody can see. He'll say, get up and walk. And that's the manifestation of a miracle. And I believe God is bringing you into a new season of your life. I don't know if I'm talking to one person or everybody, but know this. God knows the struggle. He's always moving. He's sending you help. And know that the season will change from where it's just the spoken word over you. It's the promise in your heart. It's the standing and believing in faith. And there comes a season where God's going to affirm and confirm. But he's going to tell you to get up and walk. Amen. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor.